Now turning to federal politics, where further divisions are surfacing in the coalition over net zero, pressure mounts on the government to release the 2035 emissions reductions target, and the first regulatory guidelines for the upcoming social media ban have been released. To help make of it all, Community Radio Network's federal politics reporter Noah Seckham joins us today. Noah, so on the topic of climate change, we saw the release of the National Climate Risk Assessment yesterday. What's happening today?
Well, here in Parliament House, we've actually seen an inquiry into that report and just climate change action more broadly. And during the course of the questioning this morning, something that was particularly, I suppose, surprising to come out of it was to hear from Treasury themselves, the Department of Treasury, that they're actually modelling a 2035 target under the advice and the request of the government. And what has been uncovered is that this was requested at the start of last year to prepare for modelling it, and the actual figure that they were commissioned to base that on was chosen at some point before the federal election in May. So the Greens have actually come forward and said that this makes it seem that the government had already picked what the 2035 emissions reduction target was going to be before we went to the election, before we got the advice from the Climate Change Authority a few months ago, and before the release of the climate risk assessment, which we saw yesterday, which highlighted a lot of these very alarming numbers, figures, you know, of heat deaths doubling in Sydney in the near future, even in the best case scenario that they modelled. The criticism has been that they're not considering what has been presented, that we're going to get a figure that won't actually reflect the advice being given. So the government is widely tipped to provide that 2035 target by the end of this week. It's still needs to go to Cabinet. They still need to sign off on it. Another thing that the Greens have been critical on is they've claimed that Woodside has been the one advising the Prime Minister, opting for a lower 2035 target in what they say is the 50s to low 60s. For context, with the 2030 target, which we're pretty much on track for, is 43%. This is all as part of that pathway to head towards net zero by 2050. And these numbers and figures that we're comparing to, the emissions that we're reducing from, is the 2005 level of emissions. So here's a bit from the Greens leader, Larissa Water, who says she doesn't feel very hopeful looking at the near future of climate policy.
So as an eternal optimist and someone who actually wants to see Australians thrive and our precious natural ecosystems and species looked after and for people to be safe in their homes, it's really confronting to learn that the Prime Minister set the climate target long before he got any advice from the Climate Authority and hasn't bothered to get briefed on the climate risks that his target would set us on a path to. So I will come back to you when I've found the optimism about the way forward, but there is still time to set a science-based target.
And now to the social media ban. We're getting closer to the deadline for the ban to begin in December. What's the latest movement today?
So today we've seen the release of the regulatory guidelines for social media platforms as developed by the Safety Commissioner with support from the government and Communications Minister Annika Wells. So the two of them spoke to the media earlier this morning, and here's some of what they had to say.
With the support of the regulatory guidance being published today, there is no excuse for non-compliance. Platforms must take reasonable steps to detect and deactivate underage accounts, to prevent re-registration or circumvention, and to provide an accessible complaints process for their users. Platforms must implement the laws in a way that is effective, private, and fair.
Adults should not see huge changes to the platform, and that's why we put into the regulatory guidance that we think it would be unreasonable if platforms re-verified everyone's age. We want them to focus on the under 16s. We know that they have the targeting technology to do this. They can target us with deadly precision when it comes to advertising. Certainly they can do this around the age of a child.
The eSafety Commissioner, Julian Mangrant, there really trying to dismiss concerns around everyone having to go through age assurance technology to prove how old they are. The government has really been leaning into this idea that it's not going to fix everything. Not everyone's going to be caught up in this. Not every single underage account will be caught out by the 10th of December, which is the date that it takes effect. The eSafety Commissioner also made a point of saying that there are penalties in place for platforms that don't actually follow the law. She said in the same way that it won't be cutthroat necessarily, in that if there are only occasional mistakes, that will not warrant as big of a response as if there is a systemic failure or an outright refusal to comply with the law, which could warrant a penalty as high as $50 million. Some experts have come forward and labelled today's announcement a retreat or a compromise. The Greens are saying it's still not going far enough and it's not going to work. The eSafety Commissioner says she will be meeting with platforms in the coming weeks to actually determine how each of them can use different age assurance technologies. So there's still a little bit to do till that deadline in 3 months' time.
CRN's reporter Noah Secom in Canberra, thanks for joining us.